Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guest is Bob Baird, who will be discussing baseball for the disabled of all ages. And welcome, Bob, to Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and to speak about something that I'm very passionate about.
That's great. Before we get into your passion, we just want to say it's great to have another media person here. We were talking off mic of what you do
in, right.
It, from 9 to 5, so to speak.
You're
for a living. You're
for
a
newspapers in Rockland?
The Journal News in Rockland County.
And you cover all topics?
Just about everything from local politics to occasionally sports.
Mm-hmm. And you've only been there for, you know, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks,
right?
Yeah.
Something, how many years now?
Election week, I celebrated 39 years.
39 years.
So you're old school.
He's an institution, really.
Old school journalist.
I've been there from the days when we edited with pencils and rubber cement to bouncing pages off satellites.
Well, Jonah's been in radio since they had a chisel and a stone.
That's right.
So,
my original engineer was Marconi.
Well, that's how some of
that's
the,
an inside radio joke for
that's
our
how
listeners.
Some of the young folks
the
at the paper feel about me.
Well, anyway, Bob Baird, you're talking about baseball for the disabled, and I assume you're meaning not just being a spectator and enjoying a ball game on TV or radio, but actually participating. What got you interested in this?
I was a member of the board of directors of Suffern Little League back in the 1980s.
For the kids?
Regular right. Little League.
Yeah.
And every year we realized that there were kids who weren't coming to registration. And we could never figure out quite why until one of the folks on the board started to volunteer at an elementary school and realized that mm-hmm. a lot of those kids were in special ed classes.
Right.
And around the time that we were making this discovery, there was a gentleman in Bristol, Connecticut, who had a son with Down syndrome who was trying to get him to play Little League, and he was having a tough time getting Little League to accept him.
Right.
And he created a division that's come to be known as Challenger Little League, that's now the fastest growing division of Little League baseball worldwide.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. And we tried to organize a Challenger division in Suffern, but we were doing a lot of things, and we were building a field, putting lights on other fields, and we couldn't quite get it done. But when a gentleman named Joe Sigaria from West Nyack Little League mm-hmm. Became our district administrator, it turned out that West Nyack was going through the same kind of thinking about trying to organize there.
What do you mean by district administrator? He's the
district administrator for New York District 18 of Little League.
Okay.
He oversees all of the Little Leagues in Rockland
gotcha.
And also in Tuxedo. They're part of District 18 because they're actually closer to most of Rockland than they
uh-huh,
are to a lot
uh-huh.
of Orange County.
So needless to say, there's a lot of baseball or ball enthusiasts, softball, baseball, organized games enthusiasts down there. So
mm-hmm, there are. And
We
had an infrastructure. And when he became district administrator, he pulled together several people from West Nyack, several from Suffern, and representatives of the other leagues. And we had 40 players on the field in a matter of 6 weeks.
And, my goodness.
It turned out that was the largest startup group ever for Challenger Little League
uh-huh.
At that point, anyway.
Uh-huh.
And as time went on, we had more and more of the original Challenger players aging out
They're
of Little
growing
League at 21.
Right? Growing up.
And I got frustrated that I'm a retired physical education major. I majored in physical education at Manhattan College. And I've never quite gotten that out of my system. So
mm-hmm.
I got frustrated when those kids were graduating and there was no place for them to continue playing. So I created this league called Touching Bases for adults with disabilities.
What a great name, Touching Bases.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
It only took two beers to come up with it.
Really?
We went, several
Spoken
of us,
like a great Manhattan College alumni.
Several of us
Spoken
went out,
like a real newspaper man.
Several of us went out to dinner one evening to try and kick around the name, and you know, it came almost instantly.
Well, then you know you're doing it's right when it comes out quickly
So now you've got adults who have certain challenges in their lives and they're part of Touching Bases. What kind of challenges do they have and how are the rules adjusted or what accommodations are made so that they can play ball and enjoy themselves?
Well, the original thought was that I'd have those, you know, 40 or 45 Challenger graduates. You know, maybe I'd have players from 21 to maybe 30. They'd lose interest by the time they turn 30. But it turned out that all of the agencies in Rockland that provide services for folks with disabilities took it to heart. And I quickly ended up with 80 players. And the ages initially ran from 21 to 50. So there wasn't a whole lot of accommodation that we had to make other than what we did for Challenger, which was, you know, we get a couple extra swings during an at-bat.
Right.
Everyone's safe on the bases, typically.
Right.
We have two divisions. Challenger has four different levels of play to meet players' different needs.
Okay.
From little guys to players who have less of a protective response and maybe need more support on the field, to one division with two teams where they play pretty much regular Little League rules, except they get five strikes.
So, Bob, when you're talking about divisions then, mm-hmm. who wrote the rules about it all? Who decide what the classifications were?
Little League Baseball has a rule book for Challenger, but they also encourage you to make modifications to take the program where it needs to go based on who your players are and what their needs are.
Okay.
So we rewrote a lot of the rules for each of the four divisions in Challenger Little League,
uh-huh.
and then I adapted them for touching
accordingly.
Bases. We have two divisions at Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
We have four teams that are a little bit more physically able and cognitively intact, and they play a more competitive level. The other 12 or 13 teams, depending on how they break up in a particular year, is more recreational and a little more loosey-goosey.
So now, and are you playing on regulation fields?
We play on a regulation softball field or Little League field, 60-foot mm-hmm. bases, 45-foot pitching mound.
Mm-hmm. And you have uniforms?
We have uniforms.
The whole nine yards.
We have every player every year in touching bases gets a trophy, an embroidered baseball hat, some other giveaway. Some years it's been a sweatshirt, a long sleeve T-shirt, sweatpants.
That's
and
great.
How is all this financed? Because this is, you know.
A lot of the financing comes from player registrations. We charge $50, and we've held the line at $50 for about 8 years, and there was a little bit of give in that back 7 and 8 years ago, but right now it costs $49 cents to put a player on the field because of insurance and all of the other things.
Now, does this, and it runs like a regular season, traditional league type of process?
In Rockland, what we've done is we've accommodated the needs of the agencies who believe that it's better for the players to play in cooler weather. So we start in mid to late August and play into
August isn't cool weather.
Well, we try to play early in the morning so that we're not in the heat of the day, and we have had to chase players off the field early if it gets too hot.
Now, Bob Baird of Touching Bases Baseball for the Disabled, you made an important point that there are, of course, cognitive disabilities, probably emotional disabilities, where physically there's not a problem. There's also physical disabilities. Do you have wheelchair players or
you name it,
amputees?
We've had it. You name it, we've had it. We haven't had an amputee, I don't believe, either in Challenger or in Touching Bases, although I'm sure in other Challenger leagues there are amputees playing. But in Challenger in Rockland and in Touching Bases, we've had just about everything you can imagine. We've had, from children with Down syndrome and mm-hmm. Cerebral palsy to adults with mental retardation and hearing loss, vision problems. We've had, it's really very touching for me, given my roots in physical education. We, for several years, had a former varsity football player
mm-hmm.
who later in life suffered a traumatic brain injury,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and his father said that Touching Bases, when he came to play with us, was the first athletic activity he had taken part in 15 years.
That's fabulous.
And to be able to give someone back that little slice of what he once had.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
And we've also, the last several years, we've had a veteran of the Iraq War who suffered a traumatic brain
injury. I was
going
to go there, but we're right close to the set close of this segment, and we're going to have to break. So hold that thought, because let's talk more about that.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper, because we're going to ask Bob Baird of Touching Bases for some contact information. So if you know somebody who would like to play baseball, who may have certain challenges in life, you can contact Bob. But first, let's remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast and on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org, including members of the Rotary Club of Beirut Senators, Lebanon. Hello, our Rotarians in Lebanon. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell. Our very special guest is Bob Baird of Touching Bases, Baseball for the Disabled. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah and Bob, Radio Rotary is sponsored this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Well, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Back to this edition of Radio Rotary. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an iconic piece of radio history and one of my co-hosts, Jonah Treboisser's favorite cuts ever. I'm Sarah O'Connell. I forgot to say that. I was so overwhelmed with the entertainment. And you are listening to Radio Rotary. We are here talking with our friend and fellow Rotarian, Bob Baird. I'm sorry. You're not a fellow Rotarian, but you have many deep affiliations with Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
I feel as if you are an honorary Rotarian, really.
That was the immortal Bud Abbott and Lou Costello doing their Who's On First.
Who's On
tribute
First?
Tribute to baseball.
Wait a minute. I'm on first.
That's right. And you
who's
know what?
That?
Bob
who's Baird,
Bob Baird's a tribute to baseball, too, because he is the founder and executive director of Touching Bases, Baseball for the Disabled, and it's a wonderful program. And he's been telling us about it, how he accommodates Young children in Little League.
Well, of all ages.
Right, but we start out in Little League for, what do they call that in Little League? Challenge?
Challenger Little League.
Right.
Which runs from now age 5 to 21.
For young people with mental or physical disabilities.
Mental, physical, cognitive disabilities, emotional.
And he continued it on for adults through Touching Bases, Baseball for the Disabled.
Which he helped found.
That's right. And I did ask our listeners at home to get a pencil and paper because Bob's going to give us some contact information. Bob, if people are interested in either enrolling a child in Challenger Baseball, Little League, I should say, or an adult in Touching Bases, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, in the Hudson Valley, as far as Challenger is concerned, the best thing to do would be to contact their local Little League. Because just about every Little League now in the area, certainly a number in Orange County and Dutchess County, as well as Rockland, have Challenger divisions of their own. In Rockland, the Challenger division is countywide, but in other places, it's an individual Little Leagues that have Challenger divisions. And so that's the best thing to do to, as far as Challenger goes, to contact your local Little League. And as far as Touching Bases, right now we're in Rockland County, but and I'll be happy to speak with anyone in Rockland who has an individual who would like to play, or if anyone would like to volunteer or help
and
out in any
way. And you can
be
found where, Bob?
I can be found very easily at RC Touching Bases at AOL.com.
That's as if it was all one word.
It's
RC,
all one word. RC Rockland County. Right. RC Touching Bases at AOL.com.
Now, Bob, in the last segment, we touched on how we were giving kind of a profile or background describing the people who are participants in Touching Bases. And you started to talk about that you recently seen some influx of some of our veterans.
We have our first veteran who suffered a traumatic brain injury, and you know we're expecting that we'll probably see more and more. I don't know if we're going to see veterans with physical disabilities or amputees because of the nature of the league and the texture of the league in Rockland being mostly folks with cognitive disabilities. But certainly we would accommodate them if they wanted to play, and you know, we've welcomed anyone and tried to make Challenger or Touching Bases work
inclusive
for anyone.
And you know, that I think is a great message to get out there, that it is open to anybody with any type of setback disability.
When we started Challenger Little League, it was made up mostly of children with Down syndrome and cerebral palsy, and the demographic has definitely shifted over the last 5 or 6 years to fewer of those children and more children on the autistic spectrum.
Oh, no kidding.
And you know, we've definitely seen that shift.
And what do you attribute it to?
You know, greater numbers of children with autism and greater you know, screening and identification, and also a willingness for parents of children with autism to give it a shot. And and we understand that in Challenger that a child with autism or otherwise may not immediately take the playing ball. We may have to have them sitting on the grass in the outfield for a year just to get used to being on a field and staying there.
It must be tremendously rewarding, though, Bob Baird, of Touching Bases, when you have an autistic child who may be in a shell and non-communicative suddenly blossom out and get really involved in the national pastime of baseball.
It's been wonderful to see, you know, children with a variety of disabilities, you know, really blossom. And, you know, we never thought that there'd be anything as cute as five-year-olds running around in T-shirts down to their ankles playing baseball with helmets that made them look like bobblehead dolls.
Right.
But when we started Touching Bases and we began to realize that, you know, every year there's been a moment when I, either on the field or doing administrative work, when I've had that, this is why I did this moment.
Yeah.
And one year it was discovering that we had our first 80-year-old player.
And that was
80? 8-0.
Right.
And
it wasn't Satchel Paige.
No, and I went to introduce this gentleman named George at we have an end of season luncheon that now has about 350 or 400 people for lunch, trophies, awards, At one of those luncheons, I tried to introduce this 80. At that point, I think George was 83, and I tried to introduce him as the oldest player. And someone from one of the other agencies said, "Not so fast, she's older."
Oh boy!
And it turns out that we really still don't know what the upper age limit is, because we have a woman named Mary who, although she announced her retirement at our last luncheon, the word is that her agent has got her coming back. She'll be 92
in
the fall.
God bless her.
Fantastic.
Mary uses a walker and plays, and I have to tell you, if we had film of it, there was an episode a year ago, August, that would have won an ESPY award. Mary came up following another woman with a walker, right, who hit a little dribbler off a batting tee, mm-hmm, and was inching her way to first base. Before that woman was up, there was a gentleman in a wheelchair, and he was making his way from first to second. This other woman hit the little dribbler and started to inch her way to first base. Mary came up and hit a ball over the pitcher's mound, over second base, and picked up her walker and blew right around the other woman.
Is that right?
Hit first base and was breathing down the neck of the gentleman in the wheelchair. And, you know, I had a parade of three women with walkers chasing this guy in the wheelchair.
That's fabulous.
And, you know, it's just so heartwarming, you know, to see that. And, you know, one other thing is that, you know, we talked about how people could get involved.
Yes, let us get that contact information out again.
Well, they can contact me at RC Touching Bases. I'd also be happy to take emails there from anybody who has difficulty locating a Challenger League.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because we're all pretty connected with Little League Baseball, and we'd be here.
But you could help point people in the right direction,
exactly,
from any community,
but
any
the other
area.
Thing, the other point I'd like to make about getting people involved is that I've already helped organize Touching Bases leagues in the Buffalo area and in Richmond, Virginia suburbs.
Mm-hmm. And tell us again how long Touching Bases here in the Hudson Valley's been.
Touching Bases
in Rockland County.
This past fall was our 10th season.
10th
and
year.
It was a rough season because we had a lot of foul weather, and we usually play in October in a bubble at the town of Ramapo's facility in Hilburn, but that bubble was damaged in Tropical Storm Irene. So we ended up playing finally at the Rockland Community College Fieldhouse indoors, and that worked very well for us.
But you kept it going, it sounds
we
like.
We did.
I need to make an observation, Bob. It's just, I'm just so impressed at how you've integrated so many of your personal interest and your profession as a columnist, as a newspaper guy, and your educational experience as having a degree in physical education, and how that's all kind of come together, and here you have this great thing going that's becoming a national effort. It's a national initiative.
It's absolutely fabulous. And Bob Baird of Touching Bases Baseball for the Disabled, in the closing minute that we have, invite people to contact you again. And if there are people who are sitting at home listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio, maybe feeling a little sorry for themselves because they have disabilities, let them know about baseball waiting for them.
Yeah, you know, there have been a couple of people in Orange County who've expressed an interest in starting a Touching Bases League, a couple of people in Sullivan County. If anyone is interested in getting this started in their community, I'd be happy to hear from them and be happy to guide them through organizing a league with some ideas about how it can be financed and how you can get equipment and things of that nature.
And let's go ahead. Give the address again.
Email.
One more time, the
RC
email.
Touching Bases, RC for Rockland County, RC Touching Bases at AOL.com.
And one little quick footnote is that don't forget that there are also seats in the stands.
That's right.
The fans are a big part of this.
Play ball.
Absolutely.
So. Bob Baird of Touching Bases, Baseball for the Disabled, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Been a pleasure, and I really thank you for the opportunity to speak about it and
anytime,
to spread the
Bob.
Word.
Anytime.
It was our pleasure. And Sarah, Whose pleasure is it to bring us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week, Radio Rotary has been sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Middletown, Millbrook, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treeboster. Thank you. I invite you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Do you want to make a difference in the world?
Now you can, by participating in Rotary International's Peace Fellowship Program.
If you live or work in the Hudson Valley, you too can be part of the next generation of peace leaders.
You can earn a master's degree or a professional certificate in peace and conflict studies at one of 7 Rotary Peace Centers in the United States or around the world.
To learn more about this program, call Bill Bassett before April 1st at 845-361-4732. That's 361-4732.